This week, for the first time in 35 years, travelers could fly from Love Field in Dallas to an area outside of a restricted zone around Texas. That's because a federal law called the Wright Amendment expired yesterday, and Southwest Airlines is very happy about that. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us now from New York with more on this. Jason, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy. They're happy indeed.
They are happy. And this is, we're talking about Dallas Love Field, which was the main airport in the Dallas area until the 70s when Dallas-Fort Worth International, the huge airport there, opened. Can you remind us what the Wright Amendment was and why it was created?
Well, the Wright Amendment was created because Southwest, as you said, in the early 70s, 1971, began flying out of there. They were at that time just flying. That was their home airport. They were just flying around Texas. But this big new airport was opening, and to protect it, Congress created restrictions on big plane flights from Love Field to bordering states. And that stayed in place until now. So, you know, their home airport, they could only reach a few states, and again, smaller planes were the only ones that they could fly out of there.
And by the way, that airport, Love Field, is so important to Southwest that their stock symbol on the New York Stock Exchange is LUV, Love. But they are.
And you see the heart on the planes, too. That heart symbol comes from
that's
that
right.
As well.
That's right. So what does it mean for Southwest to have the Wright Amendment expire?
What it means for them is they're going to be able to use Love Field to be reaching other parts of the country, and they're going to be able to compete with American, United, Delta, JetBlue, Spirit, all of these airlines on some of the busiest routes. You know, Houston's a really important route, and so they're going to be flying, you know, right away. They're planning to add nonstop service to LaGuardia, to Phoenix, Orange County, number of other cities. So they're really going to increase their capacity substantially, and there's some other airlines they're going to be taking advantage of the expiration of this amendment as well. Virgin America, they're actually celebrating this new development, and they're opening up new daily flights to Los Angeles and San Francisco from Dallas-Fort Worth.
And Dallas from Love Field, you mean?
I'm sorry, from Love Field. Thank you.
And these two airports, by the way, 15 miles apart. Dallas-Fort Worth is now, as we said, much bigger. It's a major hub for American Airlines. It takes probably about 30 minutes to get from one side of the airport to the other. It's so big. But what does this change mean for those airports?
Well, you know, for Love Field, they're going to have to cope now with much greater capacity. So TSA, they're going to have to increase the number of shifts that they have in the control tower. You're going to have – the projection is that Love Field is going to go from 4.2 million passengers last year to a projected 6.3 million passengers next year. That's a huge increase. And one of the biggest concerns is that there's not enough parking there for people. So they're going to – the first order of business, according to Southwest, is they're going to create new parking. They're going to, you know, change things so that all these employees who work for Southwest, they park a little further away and they open up that parking to customers, to paying customers.
And it sounds like for customers, this actually is probably a good deal because it's gonna be more competition, especially in an era where we're just seeing merger after merger of airlines and less competition.
More competition, and you know, Southwest built its reputation as being a low cost airline. They sort of created the whole genre of low fare airlines. That said, their fares are much higher than they've ever been before. They've been going up, but the CEO of Southwest, he says that they're now competitive with other airlines, so they have a lower fare than other airlines in 50% of the markets that they serve. So more markets, more flights. And if they can keep that record of being a little bit lower than everybody else, yeah, that's going to have an effect on prices.
Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.